in theory, does not affect our students because they are all underage. However,
right, but
right, the the so we rely on a couple of sources of data. We have a youth risk behavior survey that talks mm-hmm. about student use of substances and practices, and we compare ourselves to Middlesex League district schools right. and the state, and so we look for trends, and we will continue mm-hmm. to do that as marijuana becomes legalized for some folks, not any of our students.
No, but alcohol is the mm-hmm. same. I mean, it's not legal for your students, but you still have to educate them
right.
about it. Yeah.
So we also are undergoing a pretty comprehensive health wellness curriculum review. Mm-hmm. And as part of that effort, we're looking for where are we teaching students about substance abuse or related issues, health issues, and is it early enough? Is it in the right place? Is the curriculum complete? And we have not had an update to the physical education health curriculum in a comprehensive way for quite some time.
Okay.
It also involves guidance counselors because sometimes there's some overlap between what they do, mm-hmm. particularly if students come to them with substance abuse issues.
Right.
And so the folks who are working on this health wellness curriculum review will look at the youth risk behavior survey, they'll look at other data, they'll look at referrals that we're getting for students who are having issues with substances, and try to be sure that we are embedding it in our regular curriculum so mm-hmm. that every student goes into it with his or her eyes open.